Two humorous nurses would like to acknowledge the true custodians of the land in which we record our podcast, the Yorta Yorta people.
We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders listening today. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Two humorous nurses, Kelly and Alicia.
Debrief time.
It's a debrief with Kelly and Alicia. Yeah.
I reckon for 3.5 years we've been talking about a debrief jingle. still never
debrief
done it.
Debrief time with Kelly and Alicia. That sounds like something you'd hear on the radio. Painful, earwormy. Total tools.
Hello, Frank Walker. National Tars. Well, the one that me and Amelia like the most, Eureka. Eureka Sheds. Shed beer. Shed beer footy crickets. Shed beer footy crickets mates. Shed. Eureka. Eureka Sheds. I don't know the rest of it, but Amelia knows it off by heart.
Always tell people watch too much TV.
I would never buy a shed, so it's super annoying that's the ad that's in my head.
For me, it's always that Total Tools one's always stuck in my head.
Anyway.
Welcome to our debrief for April.
And we have a little lucky monster crawling around our feet. What are you doing? Snacks.
Right, that will solve the problem for 10.5 minutes.
Yep. He's not unhappy though.
No, he's happy. What's the news?
Don't know.
So I went to the Anzac service yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
did you go to, was it a dawn service?
No, it wasn't.
Just the daytime.
I'm not taking my kids to dawn service.
Cam took Amelia to the dawn service.
Oh, it's different if she's older.
Yeah.
But Ollie did really well. It took ages. Like, it went for a long time. But before I get into it, literally sitting there like a minute before it's about to start, Mick goes, oh. Leash, old duck down. You better go. I'm like, are you joking? And then I look over and there's all these people like running over. And I was like, Jesus Christ, has someone just died? So anyway, I went over there and there's all these people there. All these people literally like swarm to this woman. And I go over and I was like, I'm like, oh, heaps of people, like surely they've got it under control. And so I go over. This woman is like pale as a sheet.
No.
She's got vomit all around her mouth.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, and she's old. And I was like, is anyone here a nurse? Everyone took a step back. It was like you see in the movies, like when they're like, does someone want to volunteer? And everyone steps back and then one person steps forward. And so literally no one was a nurse. And I was like, oh, I'll better help. And I said, does anyone see what happened? And someone said that she'd collapsed and hit her, like looked like she'd hit her back and hit her head on the table. And then like someone had gotten her into the recovery position before I got there. And I was like, and she was sort of out of it, but she could talk to me. And I said, oh, do you have any pain anywhere? And then someone goes, she was grabbing at her chest before she fell. And I was like, oh, God. And then I look around and I see one of our colleagues who rocks up. And she goes, you're right here. I'm like, oh, hang around. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, she was okay, thankfully. But I was like, oh, there's like 1,000 people here.
Oh, God.
And I don't want to.
Nothing worse.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I hope
you're crowded.
And then the lady was sort of like, I'm okay, really. I'd like to sit up. I'm like, you look dreadful. I don't really want you to sit up.
Might not be the best idea.
She was okay after a little while. She was okay. So, yeah, anyway, it was a happy ending, I think.
She went to hospital?
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, when you do stuff like that in the community. Like, you know, one of the girls, Emily, rocks up from work and then another girl that I know has like some nursing background. I think she's like, she was a PCA. I'm not sure if she went on and did her EN, but she was like on the phone to ambulance. So I knew her and I was like, okay, well, there's people that I can like call on if something goes wrong. But then, yeah. But the Anzac service itself, like I never really go to that one. Normally we would go to a dawn service.
Yeah.
But I've never really been to this one that's like 9:30 or something it starts. And they had a guy who was like came in on one of the horses. Like and there was two guys on horses and one of the, you know, one of the service members, I guess, he read a poem and it was like enthralling. I was gripped. Like, yeah, it was so good. It was all about how the a lot of the horses who went over didn't come back.
Yeah.
They had to shoot them before they came back.
God.
And it was a poem written from the perspective of the horse.
Oh.
Oh, I was like crying. I was like, hold it together, Alicia. This is about a fictitious horse. Or maybe it wasn't fictitious, but it was like, why the long face?
Oh.
And, you know, we've got all these memories, but your face is all twisted up. And the way that this guy gave this poem, I was like, I don't know, I felt like I was on the shores of Gallipoli. Like it was amazing. Anyway.
That's, yeah, I've not been to, I've only been to the dawn service like a couple of times. And
it's pretty powerful.
I haven't been to, I've been to any local service.
Shame on you.
I know. I probably would have, like, because my brother, like, he's been in the army, he's a police officer now, but he's been in the army for, like, since he was 17 or 18. Yeah, he did, he's done a lot in there. So he always marches or does stuff, but I've not been around in Perth when he's been doing that. So, but dad and my last Anzac Day, dad and stepmom come over for the weekend because we had that. Do we have Georgie Carroll last? She was the year before last. The live show.
Must have been the year before because it was like my first night away from being a mum.
Yeah, it was 2022, that's right. And they came over because my dad's dream was to go to an Anzac Day game at the MCG. So they did – we had like a big weekend and I was like, you're going to go home with COVID.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that when you all got COVID?
Yeah. Well, we didn't, but they did, yeah. That's right. So they so they came over and they did the night before game, Richmond and whatever. Then – Amelia, my dad and Cam went to the dawn service.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they went to the Anzac Day game.
Yeah.
And then, and then we left the next day and they flew out the day after and then they were sick 2 days later and then they tested positive to COVID.
I would love to do a great big dawn service. Like,
yeah.
I've been to dawn service at Shepparton.
Yeah.
Because I had friends marching.
Yeah.
And like Michael's family, two of his brothers are in the army. We normally go to this hick-ass, really small town with a couple of hundred people, dawn service. And it's normally really lovely, but it's still, when it finishes, it's pitch black still and it's freezing.
So during COVID, they did, in the town that I live in, we did a dawn service on the street and we had a drone fly over. So we all had to be up and out by 6 o'clock and Amelia and I made a huge poster. People like decorated the paths.
Wow.
And we all stood outside our houses with like candles and stuff. And so Amelia listens to the radio every night. So we were woken by the last post on the radio and all of us raced outside and it was like super foggy and it was so freaking cold. Mm. We had our poster on our fence with like we'd made big poppies and stuff.
Yeah.
Most creative I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
And we all stand out front and then the drone went over every street in our town and they made a video of it for our community.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. Everyone came out, everyone stood on their street. Yeah, I don't know. It's just because COVID, you know, couldn't actually have a service.
And people were so keen on doing stuff like that because it was keeping you like, going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas now people are like, I don't have time for it.
I don't have time. No. But yeah, anyway, that was Cam took Amelia. We went to, Cam and I did the Perth dawn service, which I don't.
At King's Park?
Yes, and watching the sunrise like come over. Oh my God, it was so moving.
I'd love to do one at the War Memorial in Canberra. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be intense, wouldn't it? Yeah.
There'd be all the ghosts making sure you feel stuff.
Yeah. Remind you. But yeah.
Even just doing the one in Melbourne would be pretty cool. It's just so nice. And Ollie was like, Ollie had all these questions. Why are we here? What are we doing? Why are there horses here?
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
The minute silence. I want to go. I'm like, just one more minute. Oh, you need to be quiet for one more minute. She did so well.
Mm.
And the horses were a good distraction. They kept her definitely. Interested. But yeah, I was like, oh, you know, we're just going to go and remember all the men and women that worked really hard for our country. She's like, okay.
Yeah, sure.
She got to wear a dress. Looked pretty.
She loves that stuff.
She does. That was good. And there was singing and music, and that got her excited too for a bit. So it was all right. She was good. There weren't many people there with toddlers.
Mm.
But rightly
a
so.
A lot of work.
I know.
I don't think I have any updates to make. What have I done?
None at all.
What have we done?
You've been doing Pilates flat out. Have you been crying at many lately?
Quite a few. I'm so sore. My knees are like
cooked.
Like I had to cancel the other night, which is probably a good thing because I forgot we had drag bingo. And then you're like, drag bingo starts at 5:30 and my Pilates wouldn't have finished till 5:45 and I would have had to go on just straight there from Pilates. Sweaty mess, but I couldn't go. I woke up that morning. I could barely walk. And I was just like, I've been going 3 times a week, which for most people is like completely normal. No, but like, I don't exercise much.
I was
much.
Telling my osteo, I said, oh, Kelly's booked an appointment with you.
Yes.
I'm like, and this girl has gone from doing nothing to being like flat out committed to Pilates. So
I know.
It doesn't surprise me that you've booked an appointment.
And in the last month, I've tried to up my spring levels as well. So like, I've tried to like,
push yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And every – like my body's sore, which is fine. Like you expect your muscles to feel sore because like Pilates really does
– it's hard work
your muscles.
Reformer Pilates,
but my knees, because we've done a lot of kneeling stuff.
The kneeling stuff hurts.
Like the other day we were doing it and she's like, you can do it if you want to – like you can sit. And I thought there's no way I would feel it as much as if I sat. Yeah. So I was like, I'll just do as many as I can before. Yeah. But then because we were working out arms and shoulders, so even though it still works your legs.
Mm.
And so then – I stood up and my legs were like full shaking, like I could barely. And then she's like, right, we're going to do squats. And I thought, who's going to do squats? Because I can't. Like my legs are like shaking.
You're like, I can't even stand up. Yeah. Don't ask me to bend.
And then she's like, so you do squats where you put your box on the side and the box on the reformer thing. And then we had to do like push back on the trolley. What's it called? The bed.
Carriage.
The carriage of the reformer. And then, like, lunges.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, my thighs were just, like, my whole legs were just shaking. I was like, this is dangerous. We got the ring. We're supposed to squeeze the ring. And I'm like, I can't hold the ring. I'm going to fall over. Like,
have the ambos on standby. Yeah.
But it's good. I like it. And I feel like it's making
a
huge
yourself,
difference.
Really. Like, a lot of people would never do that. They would never just be like, I'm going to commit to this and I'm going
to. Well, I had a thing for April. I wanted to go 3 times for the whole week of April and I couldn't see any reason why I couldn't do it, right? Because there was no. Anyway, I'm just looking quickly at my app. And because I didn't go Wednesday, I booked in for Saturday and I was 4th on the wait list and I was like, I'm never going to get in. Anyway, I checked it this morning and I'm in for tomorrow, 8 a.m. I was like.
Good for you.
But then, so that means, hang on, where am I? Oh, for God's sakes, Kelly. Get yourself together. Yeah, so 1 week I went 4 times just in case I didn't do it. So this week if I go on Saturday and then I go on Monday, which I'm already booked in for, means that I have done 3 times a week for the whole month. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It means I would have gone 12 times in April.
Is there a monthly competition for who can go
the
most?
No, I don't think so. But, like, she says you should you go every second day just to allow time for your like muscles to recover.
Yeah, of course. I don't know how people go every day when they've got like terrible muscle soreness. Like I would go if I'm a little bit sore, but I wouldn't go if I'm like if I can't sit on the toilet cuz my legs are so sore.
I don't mind feeling my muscles, right? I'm feeling like I've worked them, but I don't want to be in pain. So Wednesday my knees were like one of them was a little swollen and I thought I can't push it.
No.
Like, it's obviously not happy.
It's gonna make it worse.
And I don't want to make it worse. And my sciatic nerve in my left hip is like excruciating. I can barely stand like up for like 10 minutes without my foot going completely numb.
Oh.
So I really need to get into like, Brooke, I'm just terrified she's going to hurt me because, like, you know, I can't handle anyone touching me, even a normal massage. I don't like it.
She's pretty brutal, but she's good.
And but you I also feel need it because, like,
instant relief.
I can't, like, I'm not comfortable. And that's got nothing to do with the exercise. That is my nerve.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my leg goes completely tingly and my foot goes completely numb and the pain is, like, excruciating.
She's amazing. That's all I can say. I was telling her today how I brag about her on the podcast. I literally did not know what an osteo was.
No, and I mean, I still don't know.
Yeah, but I still don't know. But
we will have to have them on because I feel like we should do – we talked about doing a series of, like, allied health, and yeah, I think that we should definitely have her on.
Definitely. Yeah, she's just amazing. I don't know how she works the magic she does because
– Oh, I guess that's what they do though, isn't it? It's their job.
Amazing.
They know what they're doing.
I've started doing PTs. I don't know if I talked about this, but I have found a personal trainer who gives a fuck. It's so nice. Like, I've worked with PTs in the past who are, like, all results driven.
Arseholes.
Or all just there for the money, or they're there to train hot girls. Like, I literally have found a PT who, like, cares about functional fitness, who cares about, like, I don't know, dynamics, like, he cares. I literally said to him, I feel like a weak blob after having children.
Mm.
I need to be, like, fixed from the ground up, right? And I'm like, I don't care about being super fit. I don't care about losing weight. All I need is for my muscles to function correctly so that I am not getting injured just merely by walking, because I'm at the point where, I literally feel like, you know when Harry Potter – have you seen Harry Potter?
No.
Well, I'm going to say this to our listeners, so I don't care about you. When Harry Potter falls off his broom and Professor – what's his name? Oh, shit, I can't remember. From the second one. Anyway, he tries to fix his arm, but all he does is remove the bone and his arm, like, goes – like
floppy.
Basically, yep. No, I'm just boneless at the moment. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like an invertebrate, like a slug. I'm a slug. And, you know, weirdly, and so he's so good. He's literally like, I'll be doing an exercise and he's like, oh, you're like certain, your right hip is like twisting a little bit. And so then he's like, oh, you need to mention this to your osteo because, like, there's something not quite right. And I took it back to Brooke and she was like, oh my gosh, that's so good. Tell him to video it on, like, next time, you know, and then I can actually see what's going on. And he's just so, like, he's so supportive of my goals and, like, I haven't been this excited to train in such a long time, and it has nothing to do with, like, achieving anything.
Yeah.
It has – I literally go there and I'm totally aimless, at, which sounds stupid, but I feel like
but
when you have
kids – But you do have a goal. It's just not weight loss or strength.
It's not measurable.
Like, that's, like, right.
And it's so nice to have a goal that's not measured by a number on a scale or the size of my clothes.
Yeah, and I think, like, with Pilates, that was my aim, was to be – just to move, but I didn't want to do it in a way that's like hard cardio because I don't want to do that. And if I do that, then I'm not going to go.
And it's not going to be sustainable.
It's not going to be sustainable. And I feel like Pilates, like, it's so inconvenient for me. I'm pretty sure we say this every time, but, like, honest to God, I finish work at 4. Classes aren't till 5, 5:30. I live that too far out of town to go home. So I sit there with Amelia and – I just make sure that I have stuff that I need her to go get me from Woolies so she can be distracted. She comes in, she sits on the phone and watches if there's spare carriage. If there's not, she sits in another room.
Yeah.
And, like, but I can feel the difference in myself. I don't think I've lost weight and I don't think
I think you have.
Well, I don't know. I don't weigh myself, to be honest, at the moment. But that's not the goal of it.
No, exactly.
But I have muscles that I've never had. I mean, obviously I've always had them, but, like, I can feel them.
Yeah.
And I think
– Do you feel stronger? And
Yeah. And I think it's given me it's like achieving something – like, I didn't think I could do it because I thought I was too big to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but there are things that I can do now in Pilates that I couldn't do at the start.
Yeah.
Not great. Like, they're still nowhere near – I'm not like –
But there's progress there. Like,
there is. Yeah. And, like, you know, I couldn't – push myself up to do a plank and, like, lift my knees off the carriage. And now I can. Sometimes it's 30 seconds, sometimes it's 10 seconds, but I couldn't do that before.
Good. Yeah.
And when we do, like, scooter plies and shit. Like I still can't lift my leg up behind me, but I can lift my knee off the ground.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that before.
Yeah.
And just all those little things that you do, like even just putting the springs up to higher strength and stuff. It's cool. I love it.
And satisfying.
Very satisfying. Yep. And and it's really safe environment. Like no one's looking at you like, oh, you can't. Like we do when you hang your legs over the end and you do like sit-ups. Well, I can pretty much lift all my shoulders off the carriage, right? But everyone else can sort of sit up above, like over their knees. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that. And I'm not going to be able to do that for a very long time. But I could barely lift my head off before. So, like for me, that's enough. But it doesn't matter. No one's looking at each other and no one's competing.
You're running your own race. Yeah.
Yeah, because no competition. No, but in your head, when you think about going to the gym, you think as a overweight, bigger person, you think people are staring at me. Mm-hmm. People are judging me for what I can and can't do, or how much you're lifting or not lifting, or how much cardio you're doing or not doing, or like you think people are thinking that. And I'm sure in some gyms that happens.
Yeah.
And I think that you shouldn't shit over people like that, because we're the ones that should be in here.
Absolutely.
You should be like wanting to help us and like correcting your form or like giving them some encouragement to like be there.
Yeah, exactly. Even just being kind.
Because, like, the whole fat phobia in a gym blows my mind, because, I go to a women's only gym and I go there for a reason. Yes. I will never go to a normal gym because I've had terrible experiences in the past. And I, stood up for myself at the time. But, it doesn't make you want to go back.
No, exactly right.
So I choose to only go to a women's only gym, and I will continue to do that. But, it should not happen. Being mean to fat people in gym is like the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do? They can go home and not ever do it again.
Yeah. And so I said to my PT, I was like, because I was so distracted on Monday when I went, and I was like a bit frazzled and whatever. And he's like, are you all right? I'm like, you just have to understand, like, because he didn't know me. Like 10 years ago, I was fit as fuck. Like, and I was, you know, playing sport, and I was like pretty much the fittest, and, you know, physically I was the lightest I'd ever been ever.
Mm.
And I said to him, like, you have to understand, when I used to come to the gym, I was the most confident person in the room. There was nothing I couldn't do. And you know, I could run for half an hour on the treadmill, and I could, you know, and coming back now, it's so different for me. And he'll ask me, like, what weight are you comfortable lifting or whatever? And I'm like, I really don't know. Just start me at the beginner, because I'm like, I know I could probably deadlift 100 kilos, but I'm probably going to get injured doing it.
Yeah.
But so, like, start me back at the basics. And, like, mentally it's been really hard for me to come back without goals and to come back and see the person in the mirror.
Because you like a end game. Like, you like to work towards something.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, because of the nature of my personality, as soon as something starts getting too challenging, it goes.
Yeah. You need another thing.
Yeah. And so that, I think that's why I'm adjusting to this no expectation level of gymming that I've never had before. And, like, now I just go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that's okay for me. And, like, I didn't get to go this Wednesday because Lockie wasn't playing the game. Didn't punish myself for it. And in the past, I would have been so hard on myself for missing that day that I would have gone twice as hard on Thursday.
Yeah, that's
right. And then suffered through Friday. And, like, whereas now I'm like, oh, I'll try and get there on the weekend if I can. But, you know, at the end of the day. And I'm not going to get there today either because of, like, it's a huge day. I feel like in the past I would have been really hard on myself, and I really would have punished myself for doing that. But now it's just a whole different game for me now.
Yeah.
It's more about, like, wanting to be able to run around with my kids and not be fucking like I had so much pain in my pregnancy, and now occasionally I'll get, like, that pain will come back a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's because my body doesn't work like it should. Like, my muscles don't work like they should. And Jess went through my handbag the other day. Were you there?
No.
Oh, no, it was at dance. Jess goes through my handbags and she goes, oh, this is an insight into Alicia's life. And she pulls out all – and this is like my little baby handbag, tote bag that goes on the pram. And inside it is a TheraBand, like, for exercise. Yeah. And she goes, what the fuck is this doing in there? I'm like, you don't understand, Jess. Like, I have to activate my glutes if I want to do exercise, or I'll injure myself. Like, this is where I'm at. I'm 32 and my ass muscles don't work.
Fuck. Yeah. But you can't, I don't know. I just feel like at least we're doing something. And for me, I just want to have those little goals that I do each time and try and do that.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah, I'm proud of us too. Because look at us. We're just doing all the things.
Ah, speaking of doing all the things.
What?
Well, we've got a really exciting thing coming up in June.
We do have a very exciting thing coming up. We spent a long time trying to create some content for this thing coming up, which they released the other day. So we're doing the ANMF ACET student conference in June. We're going to be talking there, and they wanted us to record a little video to promote it. And
this is, we're so glad we're not influencers. We have had a real insight in what influencer life might look like, and it's fucking shit.
We've went to a nice little spot, and we tried so many things. In the end, it ended up with me jamming my phone into a V
of a tree.
Of a tree.
Country gals.
And Amelia telling us we're in the centre, then recording, then looking back, realising we're absolutely not in the centre.
Oh, Amelia! So I'm like, are we in the middle? Is there equal amount of space on the outside on both sides? Yeah. Look back at the video. No. Kelly's like on the edge of the frame and there's a metre of space next to me. Amelia, come on.
And then we couldn't remember our lives.
This is why you don't get 11-year-olds to be your social media managers and film all your content.
We couldn't remember our lives. And then
– oh, yeah.
And then Alicia told me off for going too fast. And then
– you were over it by that point.
I was like, one more time.
And then we recorded something and then this lady with her dog just slowly walks by.
We were so close. And then close. We had to wait.
We're like looking at her like, can you hurry up because you're still in the shot.
Influencers like, in the wild here. Come on now.
Oh, like the Bear Grylls of influencing.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we did it. And it's going to be so fun. So if you're a student in Victoria, jump on the ANMF. Just Google ANMF ACET and it'll come up.
And register.
It's an interactive day. I think they're going to do like mock interviews. And
yeah, it's a huge amount of grad preparation. Like yeah. If you're going to be a grad next year or you've finished your studies this year.
And it's ENs, RNs, RMs.
Yes, midwives.
Everybody.
Everyone.
And we're going to be there for the whole day. Hopefully they'll put us to use and we'll.
Yeah, we won't just be standing around like waiting to speak.
Mock interview. But, yeah, we can't wait. We're working really hard on our speech actually, which is.
Look at us taking things seriously.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing actually. We've both nearly written our speeches, I think.
Yeah, we just got to write about the podcast.
And practice. I feel like we're definitely going to make it worth your while if you can.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
And then yeah, so definitely jump on the ANMF website. It's there. Or go to their Instagram page, which is just ANMF Vic.
We could put it in our link tree, actually. I might do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've linked it a few times in our profile. But, yeah, we hope to see everyone there and definitely come up and say hi to us. We love that. Well.
Hopefully I'll be medicated by then. No, we do. These events are so fun. Like, and this is the first time I think – we're doing it as professionals, like as podcast professionals, not just like donate, like not just sharing our time for a charity or like for a good cause. Like this has been, you know, this is the first kind of real professional event that we
are
doing. So it's exciting.
I've taken an ADO at work so I can go.
Me too. I've taken an ADO from caring for my children.
From mum life. Race down in the morning and then race back in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. Oh, I've got like my third trip back to Perth after that. If I'm going to Perth next weekend, actually.
Yeah. So you're going wedding. Three times this year?
Four.
Four times this year?
Yep.
Crikey.
I know.
That numb life.
Qantas.
She's got 10 grand to spend
Thank
on flights.
God you can afterpay flights now. Like all I can say is every time I clear my afterpay, I have to book flights. Like, oh, God.
If you saw what was on my afterpay, it was like Disney on ice, kids clothing. Kids clothing.
The other day, I afterpaid something that was $9.95 because It only had Afterpay. It didn't have PayPal. So it was like, or Apple Pay or anything. So it was like the only two choices was Afterpay. No, there were three choices. Afterpay, Zip, or credit card. And what? I was like, oh, well, Afterpay. So then I paid
all. Why didn't you pay it on your credit card?
Because I didn't have my credit card handy.
Oh.
So I was like.
Oh, sometimes I afterpay things because, like, when I'm shopping online, I don't want to go get stuff.
Correct.
Me. Yeah, I'll afterpay and then I'll just pay.
It was like $2.75 today. And I was like, yeah. But then I went into Afterpay and just paid all of them.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, pay now. I love Afterpay for the I actually went and afterpaid some runners because I needed new runners.
Yeah.
And I just bought a new battery.
In-shop Afterpay is pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. Here in town.
Yeah.
Which normally I would buy something online for $50 cheaper, but I didn't want to wait. So I was like, oh, I'll just go into town. And I actually got some really good ones. Although my feet have grown an entire size. Kelly,
isn't pregnancy weird?
I can't afford for my feet to get any bigger. They literally are women's. These shoes I'm wearing are a men's 10.
What's that in women?
12.
Wow.
12. I've officially got.
They're pretty ugly too.
Skis on my feet. Hey, these are Brooks's. These are really nice. What do you mean ugly? I love these
shoes.
They're
not for me.
Anyway, I'm wearing men's shoes.
We went
now.
To Drag Bingo.
We did.
And I put up a post with Alicia because they called for volunteers. We were towards the end of the night. We were all a couple of cocktails deep. And then they were like needing volunteers. And Alicia had gone to the toilet. And then she come back and we're like, get up there. Just pushed her straight out.
I came up and I said, what's going on here? And then you're like, you need to go up there.
Get up there.
And I was like, I need to go up there.
Because she talked about, has anyone here seen RuPaul's Drag Race? And I knew immediately it was going to be a lip sync, right? She's like, I need 9 people. And I was like, it has to be a lip sync. And I actually looked for you, but you'd gone to the toilet. So then you come out and I was like, get up there.
And then
she's,
I said,
you're
what
like,
for?
I don't know what's happening. What's
and
happening?
You're like, we don't know either.
Hey, get up. Well, she hadn't told us and I didn't want to be wrong because I was like, Leisha's going to nail this. Because, and it was so funny. At the start, all three of you were standing there. Then the music started and then it was like,
I was like,
Brittany.
This is my jam.
And then, immediately your arm went up and I was like, she's on.
Do you know what? I stood there. So she had nine people and then separated us into three heats. And I was in the first heat and I was like, I have to go for it here.
You do.
I cannot otherwise this drag queen is totally going to rip shreds off us just standing there doing nothing. So I'm like, righto, well, I'm going for it. And I knew that another girl in another heat, Nikita, she was going to go for it.
I'm so glad you two weren't together in the same heat.
I know. It was so funny. And I was like, it's on. And then do you know what the funniest thing was? I didn't tell you this. So I won my heat by a landslide, I'm pretty
easily.
Sure. Because thanks to Brittany. Oops, I did it again. And it was just so fun. Like, I loved it. And I was mostly just dancing to you guys.
Yeah.
Which I think we all kind of were to our own table. And then the next heat came and went and Nikita ended up being in the final with me. And she said to me, hey, whoever wins will just split the prize. And I looked at her, I was like, no, bitch, you got down.
So I did put a reel up of Alicia dancing.
Mm.
It was good. I picked the best bit.
Terrible. Oh, I'm like, oh, man.
No, you were so funny. You were not funny. You were amazing. Like, honestly,
I was trying to be funny.
I could literally see the minute, like as soon as that song started and the other two just looked and you just like threw an arm in the air and I was like, she's on, she's clicked in, and then she went for it. And then in the last heat, there was two there was an older lady, like another younger girl who looked like she would give it a red hot go, and then a guy in a white shirt, right?
Yeah.
We should have known because Kate goes, like, let's see what he has. Should have known right from the get-go that his shirt was too tight for him not to nail this. Anyway, she's like, I think you'll all get this because it was like a real mismatch of ages. And it was Grease Lightning. Oh, my God. The music started. He was, like, on a chair. I thought he was going to fucking lose his life. He fucking nailed
it.
And then she's like, and what's your name? And he goes, Danny Zuko.
That was great.
Anyway, it was very funny. And you got absolutely fucking gypped at the end.
Yeah, because the drag queen got my name wrong, so no one knew who she was talking talking about?
But I also just think that your cheer was louder.
I thought it was too.
And I have it on video so we can, like, check it later. But, so...
You can put it out for a poll.
It came down to two people, Alicia and the other girl. And the other girl had
great.
She was very good. And she had a table of 16 people.
Yeah.
So we were outnumbered, but we tried our best to be so fucking loud. And I think we nailed it. And then the drag queen was like, I can't do this, so...
Your table
has to be quiet and their table has to be quiet and then only the rest of the people can vote. And I'm pretty sure you got louder than the other, but I feel like – I don't know why. Anyway, you only won a bottle of wine, so
– I know, yeah, I wasn't that
whatever.
Worried about it.
Whatever, didn't matter. And in our eyes, you're a fucking winner because you
nailed it.
No,
she did too. Do you know when she did her heat, I was like screaming. She was so good.
She was good. Yeah. And then I unconsensually had to motorboat Nikita. Did you see that?
No.
She full in the final grinded up against me and then like jams my face between her boobs. I was like, I'll just go with this, I guess.
Oh,
and then
so
I went home and yesterday morning and I was showing Cam the video. I was like, oh, Alicia had to lip sync. And he goes, oh my God, she would have fucking nailed that. And I was like, she did. Look at the video. And he's like losing it. And I said, oh, and then I might have like had to motivate Nikki. And he just goes, oh my God.
And did you get a video of that?
I don't know. Maybe Kate did. Yeah. I didn't, but I think Kate was videoing. She
I was
might
like
have.
Making love to anyone who had a camera. I was like getting right up in the camera. But then I'm worried that the cafe is going to put videos out of it.
Maybe. It was fun. It was a really fun night.
It was fun.
If you get a chance to do some drag bingo, there's like they do some drag bits in between and
yeah it was quite
the bingo
funny.
Was fun
yeah it was good and I'll definitely go again
yeah
not to this one but to a like a bigger one would be good
yeah definitely
keeping you up am I
yeah
big day today
yeah you have a big day today
it's weird I feel like we should have done a debrief afterwards
I know but I think you might need a bit of time to process before you talk about it on a day, like I wouldn't want to, I want you to have some time to wrap your head around it.
Yeah. It's confusing. I feel very.
There's a little part of you that thinks they're going to say that you don't have anything. And then you're just a psychotic bitch.
Pretty much.
Versus a neurodivergent.
Yeah. Pretty much. I feel like that's a totally normal worry for every neurodivergent.
Yeah.
It's almost like seeking validation. That's how it feels.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Because then it like literally sums up
my entire life.
Correct.
Yeah. And my entire future.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pressure.
No pressure at all. No pressure.
Yeah. So
it'll be good. Whatever the answer is, I think that you are very and I hate this term, but like really brave to even do it in the first place and the courage it takes to go through the whole process and to include like Mick and me and people in the questionnaires is like just it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're still just Alicia. Medicated Alicia will be interesting.
It will be very interesting. Yeah. I'm more curious than anyone, I think. So
it'll be good.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm trying. I haven't tried to. I've tried actively not to think about it because and I haven't done a countdown or anything like that. I've literally, I think I did like maybe one or two times being like, this is how many days I've got to go and then haven't thought about it again since. And then every time I think about it, it's like this mini panic attack pit of my stomach kind of feeling. So I'm like, don't like that. Just won't think about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping. I guess the only thing in the back of my mind is like if there are certain types of medications that you can't breastfeed with.
Yeah.
So then that will be, I guess, something I'm going to have to come to terms with because, like, I fed Ollie till she was 14 months.
Yeah.
And I had every intention of doing the same for Lockie. But, like, I don't know. I can't explain the attachment to breastfeeding. Like, it's...
No, I mean, I don't understand because I didn't get to breastfeed, but I think that it's natural.
Yeah,
that's
I agree, that fear.
Like, but if you do decide to stop, it's not, you know, it's not a failure.
No,
You've got to do what's right for all of you.
Ollie was a better feeder than him. Like, he has a lot more bottles than Ollie did, and like, we kind
of. Yeah, he's a real messy feeder, isn't he?
Oh, he's a pain in the ass. But so if I did stop feeding, honestly, I think that he would not give a shit.
No.
He would be more than happy to go straight on bottles because that's actually like his preferred method of being fed.
Lazy boy.
Yeah, pretty much. He wants it as quick as humanly possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think he would be totally unfazed. And I think it would just be something that I would have to come to terms with. And because I think I need to, like, I said to Moggle, I'm like, this has been 2 years in the making. Like, this is since I first kind of thought about it and realized that this is probably what's going on with me. And then every time there's sort of a big stressor in life, that's when it's almost, it's not my mental health, but it's like my functional capacity is totally diminished and I can't and then I spiral and I start planning businesses and
that's right. Starting new hobbies.
Applying for postgrad studies. Just
doing everything you can to distract from the actual
thing. The problem. Yeah, exactly. So I think big day.
But it's only a couple of hours away.
I know. I'm really excited now. Mm. I think I've tried. You girls have been actually so good. The other night I was like, if I get my ADHD diagnosis, and you're like, when? And you're all you girls like, when you get it? And I'm like, I need to kind of change my thinking. I mean, I won't have to for much longer.
No.
It's so close. But, yeah, like I've been trying to sort of get myself excited for it and, like, you know, that there's a very strong probability that I'm going to get a diagnosis. And that is – in a weird way, people are like, what are you hoping for? Like, what are you – and it's like it's not a hope at this point. It's what it needs to be.
Yeah.
That's – it's not a hope.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what it – what has to happen.
Yeah.
I've been in a few forums and one was like, I don't have ADHD, but my doctor thinks I could have a brain tumor. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I was looking at like, well, you know, conditions that mimic ADHD, and I'm like, I've kind of gone through all of that and I don't think that I fit into any of those. So I'm like, it's like the process of elimination at this point.
Exactly.
But it's going to be great.
Will be great. It will be good. Whatever the outcome, whatever the – whatever, it'll be good. Have you got comments section for us?
Oh, my God, yep. Fuck.
We've got to wrap it up.
Yeah. All right. This is so good. Now when I doom scroll, I check the comments to see if there's ever anything like hilarious. And then the song got in my head. Okay. So this is a real Frankie Lap. So he's like, I don't even know. He's like a stuntman or something. He's like a huge TikToker. Public figure, Michigan, 26 years old, built different. Jesus is king, right? This is... And he's got a reel. Okay, and this is before I knew who he was, right? It's literally this guy running in like a rodeo arena and all these cowboys trying to lasso him, right? And I thought, oh, this is funny. And because I love physical comedy, he gets stacked. Like he gets caught and just absolutely like falls into the ground. Anyway, I'll share it to our stories next week when this comes out. But he has a huge ass.
Is it real?
It's huge.
Like I'm just looking at it.
He's fit as anything and has a huge ass, right?
It's like a Kardashian butt.
And it's like a Kardashian.
It's had 71 million views, that video.
Right. So I think because I've watched it 71,000 times. So the comments, right? Call his cheeks rumors because I'm about to spread them. This week on Is It Cake?
Can I just say what he's wearing? He's wearing like khaki shorts that are like so freaking tight and a tight like khaki color or camel color top, like a safari outfit but with just the shorts, and his ass is fucking huge
right? And because the shorts are so tight. Anyway, another one. Dump trucks typically don't go very fast. This one was my favorite. Ready? Good googly moogly. This is a new sport called cake wrangling. Are they real? You know what I'm talking about. I need answers. I haven't fucking slept in a week. Are they real? Forget cake. Boy bought the whole bakery.
I like this one. could have run faster if he wasn't pulling that trailer.
Good thing he had those airbags to break his fall.
Oh my God.
So good. Just when you think your day can't get it, can't get better, you see this vid and you run straight to the comments. He was corn fed. What the fuck is that?
Because they corn feed their cattle in feedlots to make them gain weight.
That's great.
That's so funny. All they heard was clapping before he hit the ground.
Let's see if we can get this city boy to run as fast as he can and let us try to heal him. Why this man's so caked up? I'm glad this guy exists. Bra got a badonkadonk.
Oh my God.
So good. Wrangling by the butt cheek. If he wasn't dragging that wagon, he probably would have made it. It's just so good. I feel like the reel is probably better than the comments.
The reel is hilarious. So funny.
Because he thinks he's getting through all these lassos and then bolt.
His ass. It's like,
I should have been a cowboy. So good.
Love me some country music.
So good. Anyway, his run to the comment. Like,
honestly, he has. Surely that's not real.
I don't know. Then someone, I saw it, because then I started looking into who the fuck is this guy.
He can run.
And someone was like, you know, the guy with the ass implants that does all the stunts. And I'm like, oh, maybe they are ass implants. But he's written on his thing, built different. Like, that's in his bio.
Maybe. So,
Frankie Lapp, if you're listening. Lol.
Frankie LaPena.
Mm.
Videographer and influencer who makes humorous content.
Oh, his videos are like Jackass style, some of them. And he's so incredibly talented. Like, some of his, the stuff that he does is just crazy. Like, he's huge on TikTok. He does, like, I don't know, skiing. And, like, look at this. He just, like, backflip, like, lands on a table.
Oh, yeah.
With his ass. And I think if they were implants, he would not do that. He literally jumps off a ladder and lands on a table ass first. And like, if they were implants, but that doesn't look normal. His butt doesn't look normal. But he does like jumps on motorbikes and stuff in his khakis, in his really tight khakis. Anyway, love him. Love the comments. And make sure you tag us in anything you think that's comment-worthy.
Yeah.
I've seen a few nursing ones. I'm
just
do one next time.
Scrolling to see if I can find about whether his butt's real.
The jury's out.
Doesn't say anything. Can't find anything.
I think it's time for another coffee.
All right.
So come to the ACID event.
Come to the ACID event. Go to the ANMF website. I will link it in the show notes, but obviously.
And we'll put the link in our bio.
It's not not hard to find it. Just Google it.
It's
if
not
you're
for
a
everyone.
Student,
yeah,
please
just
come.
For students.
Victorian students, obviously.
I mean, if you want to travel, come on.
Yeah. And we have. I'm going to put this episode out, but we have a fun episode next week with a special guest who you missed out on interviewing because you had diarrhea, so yuck.
Pretty much, yeah.
But you would have loved it.
I know. I love him. I'm excited for this to come out. Are you going to say who it is?
Nah.
Oh,
I can tune in
teaser.
And wait.
Oh, cliffhanger.
Oh, I thought you said something else then.
Cliffhanger.
Hanger. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Bye.